Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tim's driving around out there, wants to talk about Tomlin and the prospect of an extension this offseason. But first, Ron, were you surprised what you heard from Ed yesterday on the PM show?
Yeah, it was definitely a change of heart for, and Ed said, he said he thought about it more after he talked to us. He was pretty convinced it would happen. Not that anyone knows for sure, but he just, his opinion was they would extend him. Well, yesterday, a day later, he backed off of that significantly. Maybe he heard something.
It's really interesting for me to think about, but that's not even the first order of business this offseason. A lot of things are going to happen between now and then.
Yeah, they don't have to do anything with that until July.
Really. It is very...
Antonio is on the front burner.
He's on the front burner, but it's very interesting to hear Art Rooney's takes on Tomlin so far. And he hasn't issued a compliment yet, Ron. He was asked, I also saw, in addition to his sit-down with reporters, I saw his sit-down with Missy Matthews and Bob Labriola on the Steelers website. And I think Missy asked him basically just to evaluate Tomlin's performance. And the answer was similar to what he gave the day before, which was, when, and I'm paraphrasing, you know, when we miss the playoffs,
everybody's
accountable.
Right.
You know?
Right. No, that's a very good point.
Tim, go ahead.
Ron.
Tim.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
We got you, Tim. You're up.
All right. Hey, I just wanted to ask you specifically, Ron, what is it that you think that Tomlin actually deserves even a 1 cent raise from the Pittsburgh Steelers? Because I don't understand where you're coming from.
Well, I'm sorry, Tim. You don't understand. That breaks my heart. I just think he's a really good coach. It's done a lot of great things here. I think he had a really bad year, but I watched Bill Cowher have some really bad years too. And I watched the team extend him, and I watched him get rewarded with the Super Bowl in 2005. So I'm sorry you don't understand my point. It sounds like you don't agree with it, which is fine. That's what makes America great, man. We're all entitled to our opinions.
I totally agree, Ron. And from me personally, I hope they don't extend Tomlin. I hope that he leaves next year. I think his time is completely done here. I cannot overlook the fact that this guy's had one of the most talented teams in the NFL, in sports, period. And he has done nothing with all the talent they've had. As a matter of fact, not only has he done nothing, but it has just became a circus in that locker room. And I think the guy needs to go and hey, have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Tim. Respect your opinion. I'm sure you're probably 99% of our listeners would agree with you.
That he needs to go now?
Absolutely. People say he needs to go when they're winning playoff games. They went to the AFC Championship two years ago. They lost to New England. People wanted him out.
Yeah.
So I would think it's 99% now. And I'm not going to sit here and say there isn't some justification for feeling that way, because there is.
What would it take, Ron, for you to change your opinion that he does need to go? How many, what if they miss the playoffs next year?
That would be a pretty significant blow, I would think, because I think they're going to bounce back and have a great year next year. I don't think they're far from being good, provided, you know, I think they're going to get a lot for Antonio, and I like to think they'll find a way to rebuild the defense. Maybe I'll change my tune between now and training camp, but I can see them having a 12-4 year next year very easily. I don't think it's the mess that everybody else thinks it is. That's just me.
Yeah, I hear you. But they will lose Munchak, which you say is significant. And what gives you hope that how they butchered this offseason fixing the defense, that they'll suddenly be able to do it next year?
They're going to have a lot more salary cap room to play with. They tied that all up and Le'Veon last year.
But will they make the right decisions?
Well, I think they'll be able to spend a little more money and try to get a better player than John Bostic.
Let's go. Oh, he's off the line. Yeah, I hear that, and it may very well happen. It may very well happen.
Or they could get worse and go 6-10.
Yeah, or they could go 9-6-1 again and miss the playoffs and collapse down the stretch ignore the fact that Ben's ready to play a game and leave him on the sidelines when they can beat a terrible team. I mean, this was a disaster this year. Do you think this year was a disaster?
I wouldn't go quite that far. A disaster to me would be 4-12, not 9-6-1. Do I think he had a bad year? Absolutely.
But the greatest collapse in Steelers history?
It would be one of them, sure. Again, 9-6-1, a lot of teams would take that record, but they're not Pittsburgh, of course. I get that. Steeler fans don't want to hear that. They didn't make the playoffs, so it was a failed year, and he had a failed year.
What do you think is the number one thing he needs to correct?
Better players on defense, for one thing, after you get rid of the Antonio headache, of course. I think that cuts a lot of the problem out if they get rid of Antonio.
I think the biggest blight on his resume at this point is the annual crap game against a far inferior opponent on the road. I think that really needs to end. And I'm not saying you win every game, but you tie Cleveland. I don't have to go through it all. We all know what happens. And I also think...
But, I mean, how many games has he won against good teams?
A lot.
You know, would you rather have had them beat Oakland, okay, and then lose to New England? Would anybody have a problem? Well, New England's great. You know, they beat the team they were supposed to. They lost a tough game to New England. Would that have been better? He's beaten a lot of good teams.
It would have been much better.
I mean, his record says much he's beaten a lot of teams.
It would have been much better.
A lot of good teams.
Because of the circumstances that you ripped him for that day, justifiably, that he had his franchise quarterback and was arrogant enough to believe, given his track record on the road against crap teams like Oakland, that he thought he could sneak out of there with a win without using his quarterback. That was derelict of duty that day.
He might have thought that his defense would hold them with a fourth quarter lead, but I guess you can
criticize. What the hell would give him that idea?
Criticize him for that, that's for sure.
Randall is in Atlanta. What's up?
Hey, Joe, how you doing, man? This is your buddy Randall.
Good.
How you doing, Ron? Hey, okay, so outside of New England, name one team that is a perennial playoff threat. Name one team.
A perennial playoff what? What do you mean?
It's a perennial playoff team. Name one team that goes to the playoffs every year outside of New England. We always have a chance. We are always competitive every year. The years that we have not gone to the playoffs, we only didn't go because of the last game or whatever scenario that was supposed to, some team could have won, that we could have been in the playoff. What I'm trying to say is, this guy just called you and said, Tomlin has done nothing. That's totally idiotic for anybody to call in and say. There are situations to where players have lost control of the ball or this, that, and the other, being a sports ball. How can that be attributed to the coach? He's given them plans. They go out and they do or don't execute the plan. Now, you say he doesn't win against a mediocre team. Okay, name a team that wins all the time against.
He's won three playoff games in the last 8 years, Randall. Three playoff games in the last 8 years.
That still doesn't justify the fact that he should be fired.
I didn't say he should be fired. I said they shouldn't extend his contract this offseason.
Not you. These idiots calling me and talking about he hasn't done anything in the last whatever years.
No, I agree with you there. To say he's done nothing is idiotic. I would agree with you there.
Yes.
Now, there are other teams that make the playoffs fairly consistently, right? I mean, Seattle would be one. They've had an off year or two under Pete Carroll, but they've done that. Would you rather be the Steelers right now or the Rams in their future?
I'd still rather be the Steelers. I still think we have a chance. We just didn't get the breaks this time.
All right. That's fair enough.
Usually you get what you deserve, though, and they didn't deserve a lot of the breaks because they made too many mistakes. Thanks, Randall.
Yes, sir.
Randall is a very reasoned man, isn't he, Ron?
Yes, he is.
All right. Up next, Art Rooney II.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.